This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. When I was little, I'd go to my grandparents' house in Alton, Illinois, and sit next to my grandfather, reclined in his easy chair in a corner of the basement, smoking his pipe while he watched wrestling, with characters like The Undertaker, Owen Hart, and, of course, The Rock. Professional wrestling is nowhere near as popular as it was in the 1990s, but it is having a bit of a renaissance, with networks like NBC and TNT pumping in money and getting major celebrity cameos. NBC's Peacock recently paid a reported $1 billion for exclusive streaming rights to World Wrestling Entertainment, that's WWE. Betting that wrestling can find a new audience, although depending on who you are, you never went away. Marketplace's Jasmine Gartz reports.
Let me take you back to the 1990s. A time when Dwayne The Rock Johnson rocked a full head of hair, very tiny shorts, and spoke about himself in the third person.
Seeing as we're so close to the holiday season, The Rock is bearing gifts. The Rock has got gifts for everybody.
The gifts were beatdowns. And this was the heyday of the World Wrestling Federation, later known as WWE. Brandon Ross remembers that.
When I was a kid, I was jumping off the couch, landing on my brothers, and like imitating all these guys.
Ross is now a media analyst at Lightshed Partners. He says for Peacock, a new service in need of viewers, WWE is still a sure bet.
Even on television, ratings are down significantly, but they're still gathering an audience of a couple of million viewers per episode.
Ross says this audience is notoriously devoted and active on social media, but ratings have been steadily declining. Stars like The Rock and John Cena have pursued other careers and haven't been replaced by new icons. And wrestling, once a staple of American pop culture, is considered lowbrow and out of touch by many these days. You could also argue it's an arena for some of the most sincere expressions of class anxiety in America. Here's The Rock attacking WWE audiences in the mid-aughts.
Quite frankly, you are all unintelligent pieces of trailer park trash.
But a lot of the old WWE stuff is, quite frankly, inexcusable, racist, sexist, homophobic. In fact, NBC recently scrubbed some of the more offensive material off the platform. Charles Schrager teaches entertainment business at NYU. He says the thing is, when you buy a product like WWE, you do know what you're getting.
They've got a core audience that really does want to see that library. Good, bad, or indifferent, they want to see it in an uncensored version.
But that could also alienate potential new viewers coming in through Peacock, which might be why the major wrestling networks have also been pumping money into new high-profile guests, people who will bring in fresh audiences.
What did he just say?
That's Puerto Rican rapper Bad Bunny, and what he said is, I'm going to break your big dumb face. Not to be left behind, All Elite Wrestling, which is WWE's competitor on TNT, also debuted a new star last month. Shaq's initial appearance on AEW gave the network a bump in ratings. And WWE says Bad Bunny's participation led to a spike in online merchandise sales. But does any of that mean more Americans can fall in love with wrestling like they did in the 90s? For NBC's Peacock, that's the billion-dollar question. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.